I'm Ken Zonley, and this is Performing Arts Gallery. This weekend in Burlington, Steamboat Days is under full steam. Three headline acts behind us, but still headline acts tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday. Tonight it's Luke Bryan on the main stage. Tomorrow night, the famed band Twisted Sister, and on Sunday, the legendary Alice Cooper. The gates open at 5 p.m. at the Miller Outdoor Main Stage each night. That's Burlington Steamboat Days, tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday night, and of course a host of activities swirling around Steamboat Days as well, including on Sunday, the Snake Alley Art Fair, celebrating its 45th year. The Snake Alley Art Fair is held on the streets of Burlington's Heritage Hill Historic District. That's North 6th Street between Washington and High Streets, including, of course, Snake Alley, the crookedest street in the world. Over 100 artist booths, strolling musicians, children activities, arts, images of Snake Alley, food and drink vendors, and Iowa's typically beautiful June weather are all there for the asking, making this Father's Day event a festive celebration. An estimated 10,000 patrons stroll the fair each year. It's organized by an all-volunteer committee of the Art Guild of Burlington. There will also be free bus rides from 8 until 4. You can be dropped off or picked up anywhere by the bus, which circles the fair area and stops at the Downtown Art Center on 301 Jefferson Street. Rain or shine, the Snake Alley Art Fair goes on. On Sunday in Burlington.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grace of wrath was stored. He has loosed the faithful lightning of his terrible sword. His truth is marching on.
Tomorrow afternoon and early evening in Macomb, From Slavery to Freedom, it's a day of remembrance, the 9th annual Juneteenth celebration in Chandler Park in Macomb. The program starts at 4 o'clock with the presentation of the Juneteenth proclamation. There will also be a free food sampling at 4:30, including jerk baked chicken, rice and peas, etc., etc., etc. Also, entertainments and activities. The a cappella performance group Kazool from Atlanta. The gospel singers. There will be poetry, a Juneteenth monologue, storytelling, face painting, inflatable games, a roving artist, and much more. Juneteenth brings the community and the university together to commemorate the triumph of the human spirit at the ending of slavery in the United States. The program is educational and entertaining and acknowledges the oldest known celebration in the African-American culture, which acknowledges the end of slavery, the holiday of Juneteenth. Tomorrow night at the Dixon Mounds branch of the Illinois State Museum outside Lewiston, the Hickory Ridge Concert Series continues, welcoming to the stage the duo February Sky, performing Old English and Celtic folk music. February Sky is traditional singer and Celtic guitarist Phil Cooper with songwriter and singer Susan Urban. Phil sings and plays his own arrangements of traditional songs and plays tunes on the six-string guitar and cittern. And Susan Urban is a writer of story songs and humorous slice-of-life songs. Phil and Susan present a combination of the old and new, with vocal harmony, intricate instrumentation, and thoughtful stagecraft.
A blacksmith courted me, I loved him dearly. He played upon his pipes both neat and true. With his hammer in his hand, he strikes so steady. He makes the sparks to fly all round his smithy.
February Sky at the Hickory Ridge Concert Series at the Dixon Mounds Museum between Lewiston and Havana off Route 78 and 97 tomorrow night. The lobby opens at 6:30. The concert begins at 7:30. There is an admission charge of $5 per adult and $3 for children under 12. This coming Wednesday afternoon at 12 noon in downtown Macomb, the 2012 Brown Bag Concert Series continues at the Gazebo in Chandler Park. This week's performance features Living Legends. The Brown Bag Concert Series features entertainment for the young and young at heart, so pack or pick up a picnic lunch and take a break during the noon hour to listen to some of the area's best talent. It's free and open to the public. The Brown Bag Concerts are sponsored by the Macomb Area Chamber of Commerce and Downtown Development Corporation. That's 12 noon in Chandler Park in downtown Macomb on Wednesday. Thursday evening, the Dead Filmmaker Society of 2012 continues. It's a summer film series with sincere apologies to any represented filmmakers who are still living, of course. This week's film is Homebodies. It's a 1974 film about a group of senior citizens facing eviction from their apartment building by developers. They decide to take matters into their own hands in a lethal way in this bizarre and entertaining dark comedy shot in Cincinnati. Homebodies is this week's film for the Dead Filmmaker Society. All of the films begin at 7 p.m. There is no admission charge. It's shown at the Sandberg Theater in the Western Illinois University Union on the university campus in Macomb. Next week will be midsummer, and so it's no surprise that historic Bishop Hill hosts its annual Midsummer Music Festival. The Midsummer Music Festival will be Saturday, June 23rd, featuring a lineup of musical performers of varying styles. This free all-day event includes main stage performances, music workshops, open jamming, a Swedish maypole celebration, and an old-fashioned barn dance at the Colony School that evening. The main stage performances start at 11 o'clock with the Black Hawk Pipes and Drums, a Scottish bagpipe ensemble from the Quad Cities. At noon, it's Manuel III. Manuel Lopez III is a Galesburg-based jazz, Latin, and Christian artist. At 1 o'clock, Jansen 5, a group that came together late in 2011 to play folk, country, and blues. The band is based in Bishop Hill. At 2 o'clock, Vanessa and Richard League take the stage. Vanessa is a classically trained vocal musician, violinist, and harpist, and Richard is a classical guitarist. And at 3 o'clock, Indiana country singer Tim Grin will take the stage. He's toured and recorded with Ramblin' Jack Elliott, appeared with Harrison Ford in the film Clear and Present Danger, and has shared the stage with writer and poet Wendell Berry.
My name is Charlie Meyer, hay is in the barn. For 36 years now, I've lived here on this farm. Time to sell a horse, he said, and I hate to see her go. But there's no one left to ride her, grandkids have all grown. Hard to find the help, he said, to do what must be done. And I'd have quit it long ago if it wasn't for my sons there. 43 and 42, the youngest 41, and they still try and come and help me when the work must be done. So it goes, so it goes. You never know what's coming, might be rain or wind or snow. Wake up in the morning, you bless the things you hold. You never know what's coming, so it goes. Drive around and back her in, and I'll pull the tractor out. One of us will have to climb. throw bales down from the mow. Used to be all farmland here, it's mostly factories now. Plastic shoes and cardboard boxes beside a rusting plow. Orchard grass and timothy and the bales are nice and tight. It's the second year I've lived out here alone without my wife. I didn't see it coming. It hits me hard sometimes. She packed her bags and walked away on the day she retired. So it goes, so it goes. You never know what's coming. Might be rain or wind or snow. You wake up in the morning and you bless the things you hold. You never know what's coming. So it goes. Got this brace for two cracked ribs and this bandage for my wrist. I fell off the wagon. Could have been a lot worse than this. And I wake up in the morning, hear the ghost train whistle blow. The trains are gone, but the track still runs where the weeds begun to grow. Farming days are over. Writing's on the wall. And every year you see more barns lean and gently fall. Walk out in the cornfield, windmill blades turn slow. And like everything you loved in time, they'll fade away. So it goes, so it goes, so it goes. Never know what's coming, might be rain or wind or snow. You wake up in the morning and you bless the things you hold. You never know what's coming, so it goes. You never know what's coming, so it goes.
Indiana singer Tim Grimm. He's been named the best discovery in Roots Americana music by the Chicago Sun-Times. He's been named Male Artist of the Year by the Freeform American Roots DJs. And his album The Backfields was named Best Americana Album by the Just Plain Folks Music Awards. He'll be at the Midsummer Music Festival at historic Bishop Hill, Illinois, on Saturday the 23rd. He'll be on the main stage at 3 p.m. at that festival. If you want any more information about any of the events we've talked about today, be sure to visit our events page at tristatesradio.com. I'm Ken Zonley. Join me again for Performing Arts Gallery.